And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get,
now
the,
we get
podcast,
the podcast.
The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast,
the podcast,
the podcast, the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
It's Big D and Bubba's podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, we are a republic, not a democracy.
Thank you very much, Big D. No, that is that's something. Google the difference, and you'll see. By the way, thank you, Subway, where you can try the new autumn carved turkey sandwich at Subway. It is really, really good. It's delicious, of course, as we always tell you. Got the oven roasted, thick cut carved turkey, made without the artificial preservatives or flavors. Served with that really cool and awesome sweet cranberry mustard sauce with sliced cheddar cheese. You'll like it. You'll dig it. It's really good. I had like four last week. Shh, don't tell anybody. All on freshly baked 9-gram wheat bread. So get to Subway for the thick-cut autumn-carved turkey sandwich today.
Today. Who can explain the difference between a democracy and a republic?
Well, a democratic republic is where we are represented by people that we vote in. A true democracy is basically mob rule.
Okay.
So in other words, you know, whoever gets the most votes wins. That's basically what a true democracy is, where, you know, people go and it's out there.
Why don't you just say that? Why would you say mob rule?
Well, that's what they call it. That's like the old term. They called it mob rule.
Huh. Didn't know that.
The angry mob, the happy mob, the mob. It's just the mob rule.
Yeah. Just after the election, you see a lot of people who are like, you know, we're a democracy and
democracy has failed.
We're not a democracy. We're not a democracy. I don't know where that changed. Like I really thought that for a long time. Even like in college, I was like, yeah, we're a democracy. Because you hear
people say it.
Yes.
That's it. People say it.
Patrick was a political science
major. Literally it.
We are a democratic republic. That's why we have Democrats and Republicans.
We vote in our representatives is basically...
I mean, it is right there in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
And
to the republic for which it stands.
Ooh, she just whipped out the Pledge of the
Democracy has failed. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Look, I have no patience for protesters. I never have. When I was in high school, I remember hating protest. I don't care if I agree with you.
Did people protest in your high school?
Oh, God, yeah, there were protesters. Back then, I mean,
like what, school lunch was banned?
No, it was.
No square pizzas.
Oh,
no
please.
Square pizzas.
They took away Taco Boat Tuesday?
We didn't have that. We had the it was about a half inch thick slab of peanut butter, and it was awesome. It was
what?
Like peanut butter with powdered sugar on it.
Dude, we
served
had that.
On a plastic prison plate.
It was great.
It was good. It was awesome.
And it wasn't like the. It was different than anything you ever had.
What did you say it was?
It's like peanut butter.
It was like a peanut butter square.
Oh, we used to have peanut butter balls, man. It was about that big.
Yeah.
It was like a ball of peanut butter.
If it was in a ball, they would have thrown it at my school.
Oh, that's
it. It would have ended up, you know, elsewhere. But the squares, I used to trade people. I would always give Paul Terrio my pineapple. I called him Pineapple Paul, and I would get the peanut butter squares.
So yeah. I went to eat lunch.
Congrats
with my daughter for Thanksgiving school lunch. And I'm sorry.
By the way, get ahead of it.
Yeah. Oh, they're way ahead of it. I apologize if anyone works for the school board or like their, you know, or whatever. But at my daughter's school, the lunch is awful. It looked awful.
The picture he posted was not appetizing.
It was so bad. It was like the dressing actually wasn't bad, but like the turkey gravy slop they put on it. It was like turkey gravy slop. I'm like, what are they feeding these kids? There's no way little kids are eating this. And you know what?
He showed me the picture. He showed me the picture yesterday, Big D. Patrick, pull it up on your phone real quick.
I think it was on Snapchat. So I think it's deleted.
That's a bummer. That's the bad thing about Snapchat.
It's pretty nasty. Huh?
You realize that you want to keep something about 2 minutes after it expires. And you go, ah, dang it.
It was so, guys.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm looking around at little kids. Thinking, are any little kids eating this? No, they don't eat it. They just don't eat it.
It's like ants. Like ants won't eat
You put butter out on a plate and you put margarine out on a plate right next to each other and watch which one the ants eat.
They'll go to the butter. They won't.
They
go
will
to the
eat the butter because it's natural. They will shy away from plastic.
Yeah,
that's and butter is far superior. So
like
that's
I
fair.
Appreciate that we're trying to make kids' school lunches quote unquote healthier.
Well, there's less sodium.
Doing it from Washington D.C. and telling people, you know, on the other end of the country how to make it is not helping. It's not. It didn't delete yet. Hang on. Here, this is the turkey slop. With dressing.
Oh my goodness, that looks like a result of a spring break party.
Yeah, it does. It was pink. Gravy shouldn't be turkey, and gravy shouldn't be pink.
It's like that's the stuff that was rumored way back in, you know, for the fast food. I'm not going to get into it, but it looks like that.
So I mean. Well, school lunch wasn't bad when you were a kid. Was it bad? I mean, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't great. But
we always knew we would have spinach on days they cut the grass. And I think they timed it like that on purpose.
Yeah.
Were y'all the same way?
No.
No. No. Oh. Just you guys.
Oh, no, yeah. Man. It was like you knew. Oh, they're cutting the grass today. We're going to have spinach. And bam, we would have spinach. It was great.
Yep.
And we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because it was food.
And yeah, I remember having a really extended palate as a kid. I was like, sweet, it's pizza day or chicken nugget day. Again, taco boat, that was it in my school.
What's taco boat? We didn't have taco boat.
It's a full, how do I put it? It's like they curved up the edges on a rectangle. So it's taco like Michelle material.
Like a taco salad almost.
Yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and but we called it taco boat.
Because it looked like a taco boat.
Yeah, and
I remember
it was like the greatest day of the month when it was taco boat day.
Didn't get that.
They used to make gumbo sometimes at my school in New Iberia, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And the gumbo was good. Because maybe the little lady in the lunchroom could cook a pizza, but maybe she didn't take too much pride in it. But nobody in South Louisiana is going to cook a gumbo and not go, let me show you. No, come on.
It's got to be right.
It's got to be right.
Yeah.
I think that they should do that. They should do more locally infused dishes for schools. If you are in the Northeast.
I don't know if they can do that anymore with all these new these federal regulations now about you couldn't serve the gumbo we ate in school now.
Way too much salt.
Too much salt.
And then it also had, like, depending if you had, like, a seafood gumbo, you have the kids with the seafood allergies.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
we
didn't have seafood gumbo. But still, it's all regulated. No peanut butter balls.
You can have your peanut butter bars anymore.
No peanut butter balls. Not in school. Dude, I don't remember growing up with any kids with peanut allergies.
Dude, I thought it was a joke. The first time I heard it, I was like, what?
And before we get hate mail, I'm not saying there aren't people with legitimate,
no, there's
serious,
something has happened.
Deathly
something peanut, has yeah. happened over the last two decades or so,
yeah.
Three or whatever, four, I don't know, that has caused something in our environment to make people
allergic?
Have allergic reactions to peanuts.
It's
and
not
whatever.
Just peanuts. It's nuts in general, if I'm not
yeah,
mistaken.
I mean, don't know what it is.
Frankie's got a friend whenever they have a sleepover that we can't have anything with nuts. And like one day I served him something and later on he said, I forgot to ask. Now this is like 2 hours after. He said, I forgot to ask, were there nuts in that? And I said, yeah. He goes, Oh, really? Now, he didn't have any kind of reaction. I said, dude, you're
if
okay.
If you have a real nut allergy, you don't wait 2 hours to find out. I have a shellfish allergy. It takes 5 seconds, okay? If I had like a broth, something that goes into my system quick with shellfish in it, like a gumbo broth, seafood gumbo, 5 seconds. I can start feeling my throat closing up, and then within minutes, I can't breathe.
Yeah, that's so, what I told him. I
2 hours,
I said,
that's not a real allergy. That's the problem for every...
I told him, I said, obviously, you're not that allergic to it because you lived.
For
I said,
every
but you have
one
to tell
kid
me first.
With a real no peanuts in the school or the kid might die peanut allergy, there's 100 with a... Jimmy has a sensitivity to gluten. No, you don't. You've created it.
I remember when I was a kid at a birthday party and I invited, I guess, everybody in the class and one little girl was there. And I say little, it was like fifth grade. So still kind of getting that smart alecky level. And
you?
Not me. Well, I mean, I try. I don't know.
Oh, but James Vanderbeek and this girl.
But she was like one of the popular girls. Blah, blah, blah. Well, she came to my party And everything that my mother had laid out, she had an allergy to. Whether it was whey or wheat or something. Finally, my mother goes in the fridge, hands her an apple. She goes, here, I don't know what else to do for you. Like, she had just had it with this girl.
It's crazy, man. When you get around kids who aren't used to eating, you know, normal stuff, it's hard to feed them. We had a kid who came to ours, and I was like, hey, man, you want a, I'm making a hamburger. You want one? I've never had a hamburger. What?
What kid has never had a really? Hamburger?
One of Zach's friends.
Wow.
Never had a hamburger.
What did he think of his first one?
And I said, he didn't eat it.
Did he delve into the reasons why he
never had a burger? His parents just never, they never fed him that. And I said, okay, what about like, and I got, then I got into how many things can I name that he's never had? I said, have you had chicken nuggets? Nope. Have you ever had broccoli? No. Have you ever had a salad? No.
What was this child eating?
He was eating potato chips and like Hostess type cupcake or cake type things. There was some kind of meat. I think he would eat, like he'd had chicken breast before.
Okay.
He would have that or something like that. But like it was a long list of things.
I'm trying to find a common thread because I would
never had a
hamburgers,
banana.
Hamburgers, like, oh, well, maybe they're vegetarian, but then they've never had broccoli, but he lives on potato chips. Okay. Were they? Did they? Well, did he actually have parents, or was he just like living in the grocery store?
One of the kids from the Lord of the Flies. Showed up.
It's like, you know, Patrick said it best yesterday. We were whenever he showed me the plate of gruel or whatever that was. He said, you know, the bad thing is these kids aren't eating it. Then they go home and they just gorge on the snack
drawer.
Yeah,
they're starving because they didn't eat lunch, so they just eat whatever they can get their hands on. You're having this is what happens when people with good intentions. Get involved at stuff that they don't see the end product of. We're going to make school lunch healthier for everyone. It's not healthier. It's disgusting looking. No one's eating it. There. I'm off my horse.
Okay.
I'll stop.
Happy Veterans Day, by the
way. Your horse is glad you're off it.
You know, that hurts a little.
Oh, no. You've got to tell the horse story because once upon a time, that was true.
I've told it before. It's Carson, have you heard this story?
No, I've not.
Oh, man. I was like 24. 25, and there was this girl I had gone to middle school with, and I had a big crush on her. She was coming to visit, and I was like, this is my chance, man. I'm gonna win her heart, all right? So I took her to, like, this fancy dinner, and then I took her to this fancy party, and then, so on Friday night she was in town, and then on Saturday, I was like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take her horseback riding. She loves horses, and I knew she loved horses. I like horses as long as they're over there, you know.
You're afraid of horses?
I'm not afraid of horses. I just don't want to ride them. Look at me. Do you think I can ride horses? No. So I took her to the horseback riding place, and then we get there, and she's all excited. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be great. And then we get in, and there's a waiver you have to fill out that has two questions on the top. D, have you ever been horseback riding?
I hate it. I'm the same way.
It's the questions on the top say, do you have less than 6 months of riding experience?
Yes.
Yes. Do you weigh more than 250 pounds?
Yes.
Since the third grade.
Yeah. So,
oh, the waiver fat shames you.
If you check yes to both of those questions, you get a special horse.
Okay.
Because I got the horse that they give to fat people who don't know how to ride horses. All right. So everyone else had horses with names like Riding the Wind and Justin the Dreamer. My horse's name was Big Mama. Not a joke. She's a draft horse, 18 and a half hands. And I don't know what that means, but she was this big, okay? Huge.
The only reason he got a horse is because they weren't filming a beer commercial.
My horse showed up with a Dalmatian on its shoulder. It was enormous. So I get there, and I walk outside, and the guy goes, what you going to do is you can put your foot in the holster like this. You throw your weight upwards. It'll take you over the horse. Oh, no, wait. He just stops. He looks at me, and he goes, you wait right there, son. We're going to get you the stepladder. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's it. And you know what? You know what happens when you have to use a stepladder to get on your horse in front of your date you took horseback riding?
The date is over?
You don't get a second date.
No.
Okay? Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Dude, my horse was so
I
upset.
I get trying to impress
I
a chick.
I didn't know
but
better. I
still thought, know. I've been there, man.
You know what the best part of that is? My ex-wife.
You could say, like,
to,
oh, she likes horses. I'll take her to a petting zoo.
My ex-wife used to hear that story and go, you never took me horseback riding. Oh, I'm like, yeah, you boy. Know why? You know what? You married me. See? Learned my lesson.
It's awful.
It's terrible. I felt the whole time my horse was just like, you know, that horse is thinking, as soon as they go to get her out of the stable, she's thinking, oh, what kind of fat, non-horse riding idiot do they get today?
Here comes an hour of pain.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, it's not good.
Mine, then, they would have to put, they would have the horse and would come up to, you know, like loading docks. Well, I would have to go step up on the top of the dock, and they would bring the horse into where it was like level with me, and you just kind of reach over. Getting yeah. on a horse when you're this ain't
it's not easy, man. Not it's not good. It's really not.
That was always the problem I had was because I'm so short, trying to just get my leg up.
Swinging it over?
To just not even to swing it over, to just put it in that first,
yeah, and once you
whatever
get it
the
in,
little thing is, that it's like I'm doing splits up against a horse,
stirrup?
Basically. Yes, thank you. I don't know.
And the little thing that it goes in.
Can't tell you the last time I was on a horse. I think I was like 10.
Dude, that's what we need to do. We need to go on a
nope,
horse ride.
Nope.
All of us.
All in favor all of us. Going in a horseback ride, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Nay. Nay. You said nay.
Nay. Sorry.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. I do think we should do
that.
Some sort of, would you guys be interested in doing like a
group activity?
Team build?
No. Yeah.
No? Yeah. Yeah. We could all go bowling. Or
we could do one of those.
Do the ropes course. Or we could so do, one of us
why,
could die.
Why do you keep going with physical activities? I was thinking like one of those escape rooms or something.
Yeah, we could do the escape room, man.
You know. Yeah.
Bubba does some. Don't you do something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we do the escape rooms, and yeah. it's fun. It's really yeah. fun. But it's see, I do fun. It smart because I go with a group of people. There's usually it's two other couples, and what we do is we go and like I'm the goofy one, so I figure out the goofy type of you know what an escape room is?
Yeah.
Okay, where you go and they you have an hour to figure out a way to get out of the room, and so I go in. I'm the goofy one. I look for the weird things. I always go with another couple. One is a managerial something. I don't know what he does. And the other one is an accountant. And his wife is also an accountant. And they have all these math problems. So it's great.
Oh, yeah.
So they figure out the math. I figure out the patterns. And, you know, everybody else kind of fills in and figures out all
smart.
The stuff that we can't figure out.
That's smart.
We always beat it. We have never lost to a
I
single
think
one.
We could beat it. I think between the four
the
of
four
us.
The four of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, we would. We
I
would
think we're pretty.
Yeah, we would.
Pretty smart.
There's a group of guys who are retired. I was talking to one of the guys who runs one of those businesses, and he said that like somebody had a crazy time to beat. Like this is the record for this room. It's like the hardest room. I'm like how? Who does that? He goes, well, it's a group of guys. They're retired, and all they do is they travel around the country, and they play. They do these rooms
because
all the
games.
Rooms are different. You know, different
wow.
cities. And they go in and they know how to do these rooms because they've been doing a lot mm-hmm. of them. And he goes, so they just go in and win. They're just so fast.
Do you think, though, that it's like a muscle that you build up, kind of
sure.
like Sudoku?
Yeah.
You know,
Sudoku,
like
it is.
The
that's
more
what he
you
was
do
saying.
It, you know,
the more, yeah, exactly.
The more you do it, the more you, like, you kind of know what to look for.
Yeah, that's exactly what
it's
he
kind
said.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, so. we did. One where we ended up getting out with 21 seconds left.
Oh, that was fun. That fun, right?
Yeah, it was. I mean,
we were like, yeah!
And then we ended up, the last one we did was the other day. We got out with 5 minutes and 14 seconds left. Now, here's the interesting thing is they added 5 minutes to our time because as we're looking for one of the clues in the room and trying to figure out, we had to ask for a clue. Now, you get three clues, and then for every clue, they basically take time away.
Okay. Yeah.
And so we asked for a clue, and the guy's like, it's in blah, 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 blah. So we go to look for it, and it's not there. And we're like, dude, we've searched this room 8 times at this point. We're like, we can't find it. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. It's in my pocket. Hold on.
Yeah.
So he comes back in. He goes, I'll give you 5 minutes.
Like, really, bro?
You're 5 minutes back.
But even that, you didn't need the 5 minutes.
But we didn't need the 5 minutes because we would have cool. beat it with 21 seconds left. Hmm. But, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Right, they're well, fun. If you've
see,
never done it,
there's a team
fun.
Build. Like, yeah, ropes could, would course. They let are us, you kidding me?
Would they let us? I was kidding. That was sarcasm because what you don't know is that these two did a ropes course together. with the people from our old radio station.
And we were awesome.
Were like, you? Good for you.
We were total bosses,
was that 15
man.
Years ago now?
Oh. Yeah.
Our boss at the time, Paul, wanted to do a ropes course, and I was having none of it.
Not to be confused with Pineapple Paul.
And I no
different
dude,
one.
15 years ago, I'm like 21 years old, and I'm like, no, listen, I'm
even
not doing
then,
this.
You knew.
I'm not doing this. And you hated it.
I've done so many of them. Though.
I didn't like jumping off to get the ring.
I hate that.
That's dumb.
That's I always flash back to when we had a 3-day staging camp. In upstate New York when I was in high school before we went to Russia.
Oh, I thought you meant for like the zombie apocalypse. I'm like, now you're talking.
And so,
sounds like Prepper World.
You know, we UA wanted us all, there's 50 high school seniors that are chosen between the United States and Soviet Union to go. And so they wanted all of us to be together on the same page. So we had this team building 3 days to kind of get us all on the same page. And so you get to this ropes course and it gets to the end and you've got to jump off, grab a ring that's out of your reach where you have to physically jump out into the, you're on top, way high in the tree, off the platform, grab the ring. And the thing is, the ring doesn't do anything. They belay you down so that they have you and they just, you know, come down gently. But I was like, I'm not doing that. And that guy, he was like, looking back, he was like a mix between hippie and hipster. And
he was a hippiester?
Yeah.
Hippiester.
He had like a man bun, and he was like, you've got to do this. I'm like, nah, I'm just going to go back. No, you've got to do this. If you don't do this, you're going to regret it the rest of your life. And right then, even as a senior in high school, that's when I went, this guy's an idiot.
No, I won't.
I go, no, know what? I won't. And your little trick isn't going to work.
And I bet I live.
And so I didn't. And he comes up to me, you know, it's going to have a big impact on your relationship with the rest of the group. It did not.
No.
I was the leader of the group, one of, and it was fine. It was fine.
You were the leader of the pack.
No, I was not the leader. I was... But I was. It was not. It didn't.
But really, you're telling like
all.
A high school senior, you're going to regret this for the rest of your life.
I only
bro.
Tell that story because of him.
Yeah.
Not because I didn't jump.
No.
It was because of what he. You know. Anyway.
There are legitimately some things in high school you can do that you will regret for the rest of your life. Not jumping to get the ring at the ropes yeah. course is not one of them. Just not.
Like he was coming in way hot. He yeah. should have had a little bit more of a stepladder process as opposed to, you know, just go, you're gonna regret it. Hey man, it's a thing. Like this is just gonna build you up. No, he just went right into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
So did anything else go on this week? I can't think of anything.
Oh, let's see. What else happened? There was an election.
I had a kid who didn't stand for the pledge at my daughter's school.
Nice.
Yeah. 10-year-old. They were upset. They were upset.
Yeah. I have no patience for this.
And the teacher made them, didn't they?
Yeah, the teacher actually said stand. And like other people are up in arms about that.
Oh, what happened out of all that?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything since, but the teacher's still there. So good.
They canceled a bunch of exams at Yale. Like more than a dozen professors at this point had already canceled exams. Not the day after, like this week, this whole week. They canceled or postponed them because... The students are just
traumatized.
They can't handle it.
Just busy
it right
week.
Now.
A lot going on. I know.
Can't handle tough. It. They're just so upset because of the outcome of the election. I'm like,
but if their grandmother passes away, I bet they still ask them to take the test. Mm.
This isn't even comparable.
It's not even close.
You having the election go the way you didn't want it to is not an excuse not to do your job. When you're in college, your job is to go to class.
You don't understand.
These are also supposed to be our elite.
Our best and brightest? Yes. Yeah, that's the
problem.
That
will be leading in the future. And if they can't get up to take an exam because something doesn't go their way, good luck with that entry-level gig outside of school.
Yeah.
Like, here, I mean,
I actually gravy. Listened to another podcast this week, and it was Mike Rowe. And it had nothing to do with the election. It had nothing to do with anything except it was just about America. And I love him. That's the guy from Dirty too. Jobs. I mean, obviously you do because you love him. But
he's a man.
He is a man. He's a man's man. And he is not afraid to get dirty, nope. obviously. But he said, like, he totally didn't believe that way until he started doing the Dirty Jobs show. And he realized that, you know what? We are really screwing up. We're the fact that you are not educated, as Patrick had mentioned earlier. I don't know if this was on the podcast or no, just us talking. You're not considered an educated person. You're an idiot if you don't have a college degree. Mm-hmm. In America, that is where we are, and that's not the case. There is something to be said for street smarts, for real world experience. I mean, how many plumbers do you know that have a college education?
I hope none.
Yeah. I hope none. I hope they've all got experience, though, with plumbing,
yeah.
you know, and they have put in their time and whatnot. Who are you going to trust with your HVAC?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there are things. Who's going to build stuff? You have people that design. You have people that build.
Look,
and I think
my father has a master's degree, and he's a brilliant engineer. But my oldest brother ran a business and runs and owns his own business now, never went to college. My brother Barkley went to the Air Force, never went to college. He's the general manager of a helicopter base. And I'm telling you right now, none of us in this room could do his job.
No.
No, on our best day.
Well, I was reading something the other day about some startling facts coming out about kids that are graduating college, or even kids that are going into college, because of the deterioration of home economics and shop classes in school. That you have kids that like don't know how to boil an egg. Mm-hmm. The idea, like even sewing a button on a jacket
nobody knows how to do anything.
Yeah, those little
the
things.
The only redeeming quality, though, for that whole generation who doesn't know how to do any of that is, it's called YouTube.
You get
on YouTube and you go, how do I boil an egg? And you can figure that out.
Seriously, though, last year I had a friend come to me and say, you sew, right? Yeah, a little bit. I'm thinking you want me to hem pants. Can you sew a button on my jacket? It fell off.
How can you not at the other buttons and go, oh, right? I see how this works.
This is not, and I said, oh, yeah. And we were at work, and I go, so I went and got somebody's emergency sewing kit, because it's not like I needed a big toolbox here.
Right.
And I'm like, this is how you do it for the future, bro.
Yeah, we are not a generation or a society of problem solvers anymore.
That could have been me asking you that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was
that,
me.
That is something that we don't problem solve anymore. We don't try to work our way through things, and I'm the biggest part of that, I guess. If I need to know the answer of something, I just Google it. And we don't try to figure it out anymore.
That is a problem solving. You'd be surprised how many people don't even have the sense to Google something
exactly.
when they have a question. I'm serious. I get it all the time. I've been preaching this since I was 17 years old. There's something wrong in our culture that says everyone needs to go to college. Okay? If you deserve to go to college, you should be able to go to college. I believe that. But not everyone needs to go to college, okay? Not everyone should go to college. That is a mistake. That is a huge problem in our culture that says that. In Europe, only 15% in Germany, for example, there's an example that they always point out. Well, in Germany, everyone goes to college for free. Yes and no. Everyone who goes to college goes for free, but only about 15% of high school graduates go to college. The rest go to trade schools and learn a usable skill, right? That we don't do that. And here's how it was. I remember people saying it their whole life, and they still say it now. Have you ever heard someone say this? Well, you want to go to college, do good in school so you can go to college and get a good job. Because the only good jobs, apparently, are the ones that you can get if you have a college degree. Because we eschew hard work. You don't have to dig ditches. You don't want to have to work in the oil field. You don't want to have to be a plumber. So you better go to college.
I'm telling
you, I can't remember how many times I've heard that.
I thought one of the things, the best things that I heard Mike say, and he wasn't even trying to be clever, is he said, sometimes you need to work harder instead of smarter. And I was like, God, that's gold. Somebody needs to put that on a T-shirt because it's true. Hard work will put you on the same plane as sometimes smart work.
Yeah.
And sometimes even above and beyond.
Well, when you see those people that end up running companies and you hear the stories that they started, you know, at the very lowest rung and they just made their way in, whatever it may be.
Like radio.
Yeah, the respect level you have for them is so huge as opposed to, well, this person shot out with their MBA and got into that mid-upper level And everybody that's below them that's been there for 10 years or more
has that,
like,
animosity. And
yeah, well, and it's because he'll come to you and say, like, how do I do this? What do you mean you don't know? They put you as my boss. Oh, shouldn't you have a clue?
How many people have a boss that doesn't know how to do their job?
Everybody say, I. Yeah.
Now Patrick can do my job.
You know why I can do your job? Because I've done every job in this business up to this point. You know, and I started out as the guy who pushed a button to make the baseball game come on. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was only one button?
That was a bunch, but still.
No, it wasn't. It probably two. It wasn't a bunch of buttons. One button
was
and you
turn
it
one off.
It
was at turn
least,
one on.
Hold on. No, it was at least three or four buttons you had to push to turn one off and on. And then you had our board had an actual wheel, like, knob.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Oldies 12.
It wheelie had a knob?
Yeah.
It wheelie had a knob.
I used to like those old, they called those turn pots.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love carts. Those.
Yeah, it was great. I thought I had gone, I thought I was in the freaking high. This was the greatest thing that had ever happened. I was working at a radio station and they let me say the news. They let me read the news once an hour. Like, it's the greatest thing ever.
You need to pull up your hometown news and give us a little taste of that.
No.
with young Patrick accent and everything.
Oh, God. Somewhere there's a tape of me doing that, and I hope it never sees the light of day. It was fantastic.
I found all my original. I found my very first in radio. Whenever the first time you turn the microphone and talk, any time you turn the microphone on and talk, it's taped, and it's called an air check. And I found my very first air check of me, and it's so great. It is so great.
Oh, my gosh. I remember at WFMF, we had an air check machine. Where you would put the cassette.
You mean a skimmer?
No, an air check machine.
Oh,
you
that's
put
what they,
a cassette.
That's what they called their mind.
We put a cassette in the thing, and it would start recording every time you turned your mic on, just automatically.
That's how they all are, I thought.
Oh, God, that was the only studio I'd ever been in that had one of those.
Yeah, my first radio station had that, and it was the big deal. It was like my boss was telling me, now this is the skimmer.
Oh,
like, his thing was, you're going to learn some radio jargon. And I was like, okay. And then what would I do? I'd pull that tape out and I would drive home and I'd listen to myself.
Yep. Oh my gosh. How many times have I done that? I used to drive home and listen to my show after the show. Do you remember hearing me doing my show right after you guys got hired by that company?
Mm-hmm.
I could hear you through the wall.
I could hear you cussing. you turn the microphone off and you'd hear, what was that? And Big D would go, tape dispenser. Okay.
Well, for the longest time, I was the only person there. I was on the air from like 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. every day on this top 40 station. And then the company I worked for hired the country music morning show from across town.
I wonder who they are.
Gosh, I hated those guys. I did. Until I met them. And then I was like, well, you know, they're all right.
Are these people who say they're going to move, are they going to move?
No.
No, they're not going to move.
No, why would anybody ever?
That started with Bush, man, with George W. Bush. Remember, it was Barbara Streisand and Alec Baldwin
was going to leave.
Yeah, with George W. Bush 16 years ago.
Well, Miley said she was going to move, and then she said, and you know me, I don't just say stuff.
Oh, yeah, Miley.
Come on, Miley.
Well, her fiance's from Australia, so in theory, it's not a hot, big thing for her to...
Australia rocks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She could just be like, I'm just going to go live with his family.
You know, here's the thing, and again, don't make threats like that. It's the dumbest thing ever, because then you just come off looking like you're... You know, not trustworthy.
Well,
if you're
going to
make a threat,
look
follow
so
through on it.
Egotistical that anyone cares that you're not going to live here any longer.
Because it's a bunch of famous rich people.
Yeah. Like,
it's
like,
if something happens and I'm like, well, if this happens, I'm going to move. I can't move.
Like Gaga.
I'm going.
Did you see Gaga protesting? It was great. Mm-hmm. Lady Gaga's protesting outside of Trump Tower the other night, and then she leaves in her Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm like, whoa,
yes,
that's
your
great.
Life is so much worse now that somebody you don't like won an election as you get back in your Rolls Royce and drive. But shut up.
By the way, Beyonce and Jay-Z, $32 million was their payday for doing the Cleveland rally with Hillary the other day, last week.
$32 million.
Do you think Kanye will leave?
Kanye
has nothing
leave.
To do with the election.
Kanye,
I just want him to go.
Kanye
just want him out.
Kanye will run. I think Kanye, is he going to be old enough this next time?
God.
I don't know. I don't even know how old he is. So I don't pay attention too much. But He will run, and believe it or not, he'll win because there'll be enough people.
All right, then I'm saying it now. You move. You know what?
I'm going to move. I'm done.
You know what? You broke me, Bubba. You broke me.
That's where we're getting into this crazy thing. It's what's the movie? The documentary, the funny documentary, I guess you'd call it the mockumentary. The one where the wrestler guy becomes the president.
Oh, my God. That's not a mockumentary. You're talking about
I've never
Idiocracy.
Seen it, but everybody's
Idiocracy. Movie.
Okay. I've never seen it, but everybody always talks about it, that one day we're going to get, we're going to get to where
Hector
celebrity.
Hector Camacho.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
dude,
that's
it's
the
happening.
Point we're at now. Now it won't be great minds and leaders and whatnot.
There
it's going to be
a few times, I'm not going to lie, there have been a few times I've seen speeches this political cycle and thought, we are this close. We may already be there.
And that's on both sides. That's actually on all sides. It's not even both sides. Mm-hmm. So there's more than just one or two parties.
Somewhere
there's
someone
know.
In the Democratic Party right now thinking to themselves, well, what we need is a celebrity. I'm like, oh, God. No, mm-hmm. no.
It just hit, it hit at the right time. That's the thing.
I would like to say this. No more. And I don't want any more Bushes. I don't want any more Clintons. I don't want any more Kennedys. I don't think we need to get into this monarchy type thing where we have people that we seem to think that they're, you know, genetically ordained to lead America because their mom or uncle or grandpa.
Well, Chelsea Clinton's already talking about running for Congress.
Yep.
So.
But again, do we need that? Why don't we find the most absolutely
brilliant
person? Yes.
How about that? Somebody who's really sharp who
you don't
is
want the smartest person.
How about some general?
Empathetic.
People who, you know, and that's the only that is honestly the redeeming quality on Trump, because he does say some really dumb stuff. The redeeming quality on him is that he has actually run companies. And if he goes into this and runs America like a company, we could see some success. We could.
Yep.
The TPP is gone. They're going to renegotiate those treaties now. So that's a big step. And, you know,
and for the record, before Trump, well, I guess you could say Bernie Sanders too. Trump and Bernie Sanders brought up how bad these trade deals are for America. The rest of the candidates weren't talking about that. And by the end, Hillary was basically running against NAFTA, which her husband had signed. So,
and I also thought it was interesting. Canada and Mexico both said they're willing to renegotiate.
Canadian Prime Minister has already said he's ready to sit down and talk to Donald Trump about NAFTA.
I think you know, let's whether you voted for him or voted for her. Or voted for anybody else?
Gary Johnson.
Just sit back for a moment before you go riot and see what's going on. Whenever something actually really does directly, you know, affect you in your life, then maybe stand up. But right now, we don't even know. The guy's not even going to be in office for 70 days.
No, impeach him.
How many
yell impeach him.
Oh, I've heard several.
He has to be impeached. I'm like, my God, he hasn't even taken office yet.
I heard a guy the other day, he was all excited. I am so happy. Donald Trump is my president now. Okay, well, cool. He's not your president for 70 days. No, yeah. He's the president. He won. No, he's
not.
He's the
president-elect.
This guy didn't understand that it wasn't an instantaneous thing. It's not like it's not like the Cubs winning the World Series where all of a sudden they're the champions. It's not that way.
Even they have to wait on their rings.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they're not there the next day.
But they
day.
Are the champions that day. They are.
Yeah.
It's really weird
that's
how many
the point.
People
you
don't
have to
understand
wait.
Just basics about our society.
Nope.
And we're not even all that smart.
Democracy Truth. Has failed. Well, that's because it's not a democracy. So technically, it didn't fail.
That's right. It is a
republic.
That is right.
See, full circle, folks.
What a way to end it.
What did you just send us, Big D? A picture of stuff?
No.
No.
We got
no.
a really nice message from one of our
Flynn Bossers,
one of
nice,
our friends.
Oh. A nice text.
Thank you, Flynn. Are we done?
We are done.
I said we could grab
really?
Some food.
I want to complain about America some more.
Well,
too bad. I'm not complaining about America.
We're not going to do it here.
I'm not complaining.
All right, everyone, have an awesome weekend and enjoy the time with your family.
And
do
if you can't
great.
Be, if you can't be with your family, you know, I just lost my grandfather this past week. Call your mom, call your dad, call your grandparents, because again, we don't know how long we have them, and don't take them for granted. Make sure the last thing you say when you hang up with them is "I love you."
Oh, and my goodness, how could we spent the whole morning doing nothing but Veterans Day content. Today, of course, is Veterans Day. If you have someone in your family who's a vet, tell them thank you. That's all you need. You don't need to do anything else, but you can do more, of course. But all they really ask is, I ask, is that you just tell them thank you for the men and women who have done the jobs that honestly, I don't know that I would want to do.
And go buy him lunch.
Buy him lunch.
Go to Subway.
Do something.
Get him the new autumn carved turkey sandwich at Subway. They would love that because it's a delicious sandwich which features oven roasted thick cut carved turkey made without artificial preservatives or flavors. It is that good. They're going to be like, thank you for buying me my Subway here on Veterans Day. Served with that new sweet cranberry sauce. It's like the mustard sauce. Woo! It's good. You like the way I'm doing this? I'm tying it all in.
Yeah, we got it.
Sliced cheddar cheese.
You are a professional.
Yeah. I am a pro. That's right.
Professional.
Freshly baked 9-grain wheat bread basically says, I'm here for all those who have served America. Eat me. Yum. It's so good. Go to Subway right now for that thick cut. What?
You're so close. Like, yeah, you're right there.
Get right onto that line and like forget this and then dive headfirst over it.
Do I really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, you do.
Get to Subway for the thick cut autumn carved turkey sandwich today.
Eat me. Look at my t-shirt. I am good for America.
Look what my t-shirt says.
His t-shirt says eat me.
And I didn't even think about it. That's great. Okay, we're done. Thank you for listening and watching and all that stuff.
Let's sing the song.
Yes. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes and Google Play.
Eat me.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
So close.
On the radio.
Oh, we're going to finish it.
Every day.
There he is.
It was the podcast.